Blog Talk Radio.
Three band motto. The future is
going
now.
By any means.
By all means necessary, we're going to get it.
Our lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask your name.
Adam and I.
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely.
You told me about that. He's doing his thing, you know what I mean? I can't wait to see your next video. I mean, maybe Looney Tunes will be in it. But it's a lot of great things going on. Niggas showing love. We just coming from the studio. I got my homegirl chilling with me or whatever. Shout out everybody listening on Philly Shine Radio right now. We got a special guest tonight. My homeboy, my brother, Nonfiction, you know what I mean? He's doing his thing, repping the Unimines, General, Sergeant, Captain. Like, he getting where he fit in, doing videos, his own videos, recording artists, like, real crazy, talented, thorough brother. And we're going to talk a little shit tonight, too. I got a new topic, you know, and I don't know if anybody else is going through it. Like, I know guys get blue balls or whatever where, like, you want to do it or a girl start turning you on and shit. And you, I don't know what the pain the guy goes through. I guess it's more painful for a guy because y'all got the dick, whatever. But I think women get blue balls, too. Where you just, like, really want to do it. You just, like, what? You just, like, start cramping up. Like, what the fuck are these? Dick. Like, you know.
Yeah, like, yo, I had a couple of situations like that where I got to the dude, you know, whacked him off. He came and all of a sudden he couldn't get hard again. You know how pissed off my ass was.
Oh, shit. That would be some bullshit. Damn.
Yo, and then he's like, I can't get hard. I'm like, oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I had this guy that I was going to do it to one time, but we couldn't do it because he wouldn't get hard. Like, we was cool as shit, I don't know. But then the next time I went to his barbershop, it was a salon, you know, so.
What's your time to be gay? Find out.
Yeah, he was gay, yeah. He was gay. I almost did it to a gay guy.
Find out, she's turning gay, y'all. She's turning gay, y'all.
I just remember that shit.
I
told y'all,
man. Let me find out.
Life be crazy sometimes. I be like, oh, man, shit. Where this fucking story?
She's
turning gay. Like, no, he ain't praying AIDS. He was cool as shit.
What's wrong?
But we probably got my guests on the line. Definitely shout out to everybody listening in. Press 1. Y'all know I'm crazy. I just left the sales place, 12th Street Complex. Studio, 12th and Ridge, Spring Garden, right there on the corner. I know y'all could definitely come through and get it popping with us. Get your mixtape recorded. Get your video shot. Get your camera. Time in. Talk about that photo shoot. We're going to have everything, video editing. The whole shebang. Hit us up. Hit me up. Hit us up on Twitter. Shout out to Back to Basics, Real Rats TV, EA All Day. You know what I mean? Big
yes.
Things. I didn't even work hard today. It was a crazy day. Shout out to Mount Far. Vinny Showboat was there. He was recording. Cool Hands was in the building. Shout out to Prada. You know what I mean? We had Passion in the building with us tonight. We was doing a lot.
Oh, well. Wow, I missed a lot today.
I saw my nigga from UFD. We had fun today. I got to meet my homeboy, A. Porter and shit, definitely, Porter, you my nigga, like, you definitely, he was one of the first artists whose music I played on the show, so I had a real good productive day, full of love, met new people, had a good time, and you know, we gonna talk some shit tonight. I want you to, check out the, switchboard and see, if it's a 215-303 number.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
oh, yeah. Here we go. Open it up. Go, here we go.
Welcome to Philly Shine,
Nonfiction.
What's up, ladies? I'm with y'all.
Woo-hoo! You with us?
We here. Yeah, we definitely here. I'm trying to get laundry and shit together. I hate doing this shit. I'm about to do laundry.
So, well, I'm glad you were able to join us tonight. Your interview, long time coming. I've had a lot of stress and a lot of irkiness going on, but we've been here on the line doing the Philly Shine thing. It's going to be a whole bunch of new innovative things. Shout out to my homeboy, Adana Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, definitely support you guys. Philly Hot DJFreakNastyRadio.com. We're going to show off on Tuesdays. DJ Freak Nasty, big ups to you. And then I'm going to let you know about that, too. Nonfiction. Like, I wanted you to come down to the studio and check us out. But it's cool.
I'm coming down there one day this week. Definitely.
All right. Well, you got to show off. Introduce yourself to everybody who's listening in on the line. Tonight's your night. Besides topic night, we're going on this topic.
I'm the man with many personalities. You know, I go by many names. They call me Right, Righteous, Nonfiction, Itchy Right, Itchy R, whatever. All I know is Unimines. Basically, shouts out to my Mob Tie, Major Threat, Brothers Change. Rest in peace to 100 G's. Of course, shouts out to you, Honest Fire. All my producers, Ja Regime, Ice God Beat, Circle Sounds, Natural Zim, Track Professor.
It's a lot of them niggas, y'all. Yes, it is. That's serious.
Yeah. You know, we self-contained with that shit. And, did I hear you say that Pride and Passion was in the building tonight?
No, not Pride. I wish it was Pride.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking
for that. Not their Passion.
Okay.
Hell
yeah,
no.
All right.
I'm sorry, all due respect to that Passion, but no.
You know, we always, us the Unimines, we always got a lot of shit going on. We just had an art show last Friday down, what's that, like Knife and Locust down in Chinatown, Theo Biss. My business partner, Theo Biss, he had a lot of his pieces on display, sold like two of them, selling some shit on eBay and Craigslist. And, you know, we always got the videos popping. I'm going to shout out my other business partner with Unimines, Trez Jenkins from Flash Genius Entertainment. They just showed his documentary on Comcast last week, The History of Blumberg Projects. They're going to be running that all month. We got, right now, what we're working on as Unimines is we actually working on our first cartoon.
Well,
it's called Stick to the Basics. You know what I mean? I'm writing all the cartoon scripts for that. Theo Biss doing all the animation. Circle Sound providing the soundtrack and the score.
They doing a cartoon.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Me and my son want to do voiceovers for cartoons.
All day. We get the sound bites all day. Like, the main characters are, it's five main characters. One of them is Theo. I got my character Right. It's another character named Knowledge. Then we got our other two characters, Trash Can and Al Roach. Y'all definitely going to like it. I guarantee. Like, I already wrote 10 episodes, so we ahead of the game. Like, you know what I mean? We start uploading tomorrow. So.
Yeah. So when can we be a guest in the episodes?
Anytime. All you got to do is get with Honest Fire, you know what I mean? It's all filmed in the House of Wax, so everybody come through to the House of Wax. In 2 weeks, we're going to have President Barack Obama come through there on the cartoon, so y'all definitely want to check that out.
President who?
Barack Obama will be in the House of Wax, so Stick to the Basics. You definitely going to be there. We got Tupac coming through, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson.
I want Barack Obama to come to my house.
You know, this is animation, so there's no limitations to what we could do. You know how
Theo
get down, honest.
Yeah. Nonfiction, you talk about the cartoon.
One more thing. Look out for, it's a graphic novel that's about to hit the world at the end of this month called Paul and Lee. That was written by our financial advisor, Mr. C, or Master Carlton, and Theo Biss provided the artwork for that. It's a 40-page graphic novel called Paul and Lee.
Okay. Where is that going to be released?
Oh, you can check that out on www.pollandlee.com. We got a little cartoon on there, too, in the cover of the book.
Spell it. I can hear you really.
Yeah, you know, Unimines Art. We cover
you,
it all.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can
I
hear you fine.
I couldn't hear you. Huh?
I can hear y'all. I can hear everybody.
No, I asked you if you could spell the website.
That's Poland. That's a P-O-P-O-L-Y-N. Then it's a space, and it's Lee.com. That'll pop right up. And Also, you know what I mean? You know, we got several websites, Newborn Comics, that's N-E-W-B-O-R-N, comics.com. You know what I mean? We deal with all art forms, you know what I mean? Body art, graffiti. I'm about to start my piercing up, honest. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, some piercing. We already do the tattoo thing, graphic design.
How long
have
you been piercing
stuff? I haven't really been piercing that long. But I kind of got it. I got it, though.
My second ear hole is the only thing I'm piercing. Yeah, I know, right? I'm cool. I don't need no piercings, but I don't want to promote you till you get your license or you get experience first, because I ain't want everybody coming like, yo, nonfiction, cut my titty off. I was nipple ready, and now I don't got no titties.
Nonfiction. He pierced my clit and it got infected. They had to cut it off.
No, I'm sorry. But definitely. I support you, and I like how you just going in and letting us know about some new things. That's something that I didn't even know fully about you doing the graphic novel. I know you told me about the cartoon. I didn't know Barack Obama was going to be in a cartoon. I got hyped. I thought you were saying he was really coming to see y'all.
We don't consider ourselves underground. We call it underworld because we still alive, you know. Underground, you're dead, so. We the underworld with it, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything independent, you know what I mean? Publish a check, coming in here and there, and, you know, that's what we do, like, you know what I mean?
Let me get a chance to ask you some goddamn questions, too. I got some questions for you and stuff, like, let me ask a question or two, get some things off my chest, we get some music popping, check out the phone lines, and, definitely, I want to have some fun with you, and my co-host is loving the shit out of you. Ain't that right, truth teller?
Yes, he is. He is doing his goddamn thing.
You know
what?
I really, and then, like, beyond everything else that he's saying, guys, he's also a video director, and, like, what do you do? Like, you write your video out, film it, like, the whole entire thing. You got to shout out your YouTube so we can be able to check out your work.
Oh, yeah. My YouTube, my personal YouTube channel is, the T-H-A, Death, D-E-A-T-H, Angel 96. And that's a lot of my personal work on there as a videographer. I'm like Quentin Tarantino with my hip-hop videos. Like, I do shit, spin niggas upside down. I like to do different shit. You know what I mean? But overall, you know what I mean, you can just Google Unimonz, period. We got, like, over, 400 videos on there, blogs. So, you know, we definitely got a fiber body or whatever.
All right, you know what? I hear that, definitely. But I want to go and check out some of your music and take a little break. Won't you let us know, like, what should we play of yours first?
You know what? The last song I do so much shit, I barely have time to actually be an artist sometimes. That's why I'm happy you gave me a chance to be an artist again. I would like you to play that song that I got. It's called Misery featuring Scott Summers. That's one of my newest joints. My white boy, Natural, Philly Natural, he made that beat. That's some shit. Working on the video for that right now. I actually got that up on my laptop right now, editing that. That's a hot song right there. It's called Misery. I want to know what people think about that.
What's the video about?
Oh, the video. The video was predominantly filmed in down Kensington and Somerset in dope heroin hood. So I got a lot of pretty much a lot of dope fiends is participating in there, doing voiceovers, and it's misery, right? Like, you hear the song, you pretty much get the vision on, go right along with the song. Like, it's a lot of B-roll footage, like, we really on our acting in this video right here.
Well, you got it under Itchy Rug, though, right? You put it in. Nonfiction. All right, Itchy Right, Misery. You see it, Truth Teller?
It should probably be on there. No, it's actually, it should be under Misery, but then it probably be like the parentheses where it might say Itchy Hard or something in there. Right next to it.
I told you I would do it like that.
But no, we're all out tonight. I'm getting ready to go settle down and get in the studio and do my thing so I can give you some love. But this is Misery.
Yo, I don't see it in here. Hello?
Yeah. Truth Teller, you don't see my song?
No.
What about Hate Me?
I got I Declare.
I Declare War? You can go ahead and rock that. We
okay.
got a video for that on YouTube right now doing numbers. Featuring Corey on the Dime and Rose Scott Summers. I Declare War.
Okay, here we go. We going in.
Shout out to my homeboy in the building, Nonfiction. That's N-I-N-E. Explain the name to everybody so we could get it. Cause shout out to my homeboy, Blood Money Nonfiction. That's my motherfucking nigga. got that motherfucker song Panty Dropper. Panties at the floor. That's shit. But explain the name for us.
Nonfiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nonfiction is another like another art alter ego that I created, because I've been going for Itchy Right, Itchy Hard for so long, so I kind of wanted to dip into something else, like, because I was known for so many, as a writer, I was known as, like, a concept king, everything about concept, like, you know, I fuck with the streets heavy, I'm always in many hoods, so, you know, I see my niggas in the street, they be like, yo, we know you be doing your thing, like, we just want you to rap again, like, I'm like, what you mean? They like, we know you be doing songs as an artist, just give us some shit that we can vibe with in the street, and be on these traps, so... That's why I had to go back to my itchy art. This nonfiction was like something totally different. Like, and nonfiction actually means an account or a representation which is based on facts. So it's like everything that I say is always real, but as nonfiction, it's be like it's not so much as a rapper, regular, you know, little bullshit in there. Like nonfiction is like 99% real. Everything that I say, real experiences, shit. Itchy art might fabricate a little bit because it still is entertainment, but nonfiction is something totally different. And I'm known as nonfictional poet and open mic poetry circuits throughout the city, like Warm Daddies and all that shit like that.
Okay,
so I go through there and drop my shit. Like.
Okay, so I have a question. So if we wanted to find you on Facebook or Twitter, how would we find you?
Basically, as either one of them, but I think I switched everything back to, like, on Twitter is at itchy underscore right. Facebook is
you changed it. I can't stand when people change their damn Twitter because I just stand
you mad at me. I just changed
it. Yeah.
Itchy
you right. Up everywhere.
Oh, God. Like every
Itchy
time Rose I see
Nation,
you,
all that shit, you know.
And
yeah.
Now I can't even find you from none of my old tweets. Yeah, I can't even find you from my tweet. I just did. Goodness gracious. But it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. And now I've been updated. New
okay,
Twitter.
Yeah.
Shout it out for everybody because the one that I have up there is not correct. And I'm like, I'm just not interviewing nobody. Like, no. But we can right here have some fun. Like, I really want to show a lot of love tonight because I do got some crazy music on deck. Like, my homeboy, Nonfiction, definitely a problem. Itchy Right is a problem too. Like all of them in one same person.
Right.
I'm not fucking nigga. Righteous, and they definitely. I guess all in all, I'm gonna say it just describes you to a T. Like you are definitely thorough. So we're gonna get to know more of your music. You know what I mean? Talk more about your upcoming projects, and definitely. When is the next time you perform? Because that's what we're into. And we also got my homeboy listening, CEO X Squad DJs. You know I had to open up your mic once I got in. Shout out to everybody on Twitter showing love and doing their motherfucking thing.
Fuck with the X Squad DJs. I mean, you've been rocking with them for a minute. I'll be checking up on their shit. They definitely making moves. I'll do
this. You must have heard my announcement.
Demel was good, yo. Your mic open. What's up with you? Hello?
Hello.
See how we flow. We gotta give him a second. Maybe he was
yo.
There you go, What's up with you?
You know, I had to show my peace before I closed my eyes, you know.
Oh, that's nice. See?
That's why we love the mail.
Yes, we definitely do. Much love.
First, shout out to United Minds, you know, my other family.
No, this is United Minds.
Thanks for taking Honest Fire in.
No,
thanks
it's United Minds. Demel, not United Minds, it's United Minds.
Yeah,
oh,
you and
bad.
I die.
Different.
I'm
waiting for Honest Fire to come through the headquarters house of life and get her tattoo she basically got.
Yeah. I'm going to get my tattoo and stuff. I'm going to definitely get my tattoo.
Well, I'm going to get it. We'll do it on her birthday. I get one with her. I don't have one.
Now
you
need to get
a tattoo.
That thing going to hurt. Did it hurt?
I should have been had a tattoo, right?
I don't know, I'd be scared of that pain, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be cool and all, but for the most part, I'd be cool.
Life is pain, you just grow out of pain.
I'm gonna get it done.
But wait, do it hurt though? Wait, who has the tattoo? Do it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts.
So what's the best way to get? Wait. So when you get a tattoo, what's the best way to get it? They say don't be drunk.
Well, you know, when you drink, it definitely thins your blood. So you know, you might run a little bit more than normally. But the new shit that I'm hearing about when people come through the eye spot is people is buying that numbing cream now and they don't feel nothing. $50 for a tube, you put it on an hour before you get started, you don't feel shit.
Yeah, I definitely heard of that too.
Yeah. Dr. Numb, that's what that shit called.
You serious?
Yeah. I still kind of like to go right in though, because that's part of the process for me to feel the pain so that I can look at the artwork and be like, you know, this shit is forever pain.
Oh, hell no. I don't like pain, so I'm going to take the bitch way out. might steal a tube of lidocaine and a needle from the doctor and do my own shit. Fuck that.
You stupid as shit. No, yeah, I'm gonna get my tattoo because I really want to get my one tattoo finished. So, shout out to Wise, definitely doing this thing. I ain't doing no piercing, so I'll definitely get another tattoo and shit. I got a couple of them on.
You gonna get a little rap about it,
man? Can I shout out real quick? Let me shout out my little sister, Vixen Allure, that's my baby. Definitely Persia Sound, Miss Feisty, Meek 46th Street.
Me?
You know what I mean? Last Donna, who's my lady.
Isn't it her birthday?
Yeah, it's her birthday.
You know,
as a matter of fact, I got some music from Last Donna. I'm about to show some love, go in. Shout out to everybody listening in on the line. We're going to check out some more callers in a minute, but yeah, I definitely got some crazy music on deck and more music from you.
And I found that track that he was looking for. I put all his songs together so we can find them. Most of them.
Isn't that lovely?
All right, then. Well, we got a song from my girl Last Dollar Break, and then we're going to go into some more music from Nonfiction and get to know him. Chill with us. I got my voice back a little bit more, you know.
Yeah.
Getting ready to lose it again. Diamond Spotlight Epic Edition is going down. Shout out to the X Squad for the support. I got everything organized and all I needed is everybody.
Oh, you got to talk to me. You got to talk to G Girl so we can get it done.
Yeah, we go.
Well,
Hold it, Demel. We're going to talk after the song.
Now break. cut. Hair done, nails fresh, stilettos with my freaking dress. About to hit the dance floor, shake my ass a little more. Club ain't stopping to go for, rocking till they lock the door. All my ballers in the club, they like to spin and show them love. Now where my ladies banging loose, they get it, got it, y'all the truth. Now where my ballers in the club, they like to spin and show them love.
Cancer in the building with honest fire. Philly Shine Radio, what it do? 11 to 1.
You're listening to your favorite DJ, DJ Hustle Boy, cooking up that shit for the street.
Yeah, man, it's your favorite DJ, man. DJ Hustle Boy, man. Rapping Big Hustle Entertainment, man. Studio 63, the basement.
Grind money, too. Let's grind
go.
Money.
Summer
saved
my
high
life.
It's your boy,
DJ Hustle Boy, man.
Listen through the things I do.
And
what I say, I'm not your
dreamers.
Yeah.
Get it to your brain, straight shots of cocaine. Cocaine flammable, non-sick, through the mind click. I've been there, these niggas just sick. My dead brothers done been said that shit. All my live brothers still say today. Can you show and prove your money and pay your way? One man left, this ain't a game. Too much pain, too much strain. Now how could you not respect that fact? The aftermath will be more blood splash. Now they laying stuffed animals resting your behalf. Some of them mad, some of them glad. Some of them, something like that. If you really ain't doing it, why would you brag?
Yeah. Summer saved my high on life. It's in me that gives the light of time. Don't misconstrue the things I do. And what I say, I'm not your demon. Yeah.
Let shit be on your conscience. Elevate your mind, bitch. When the shit gon' blow, got it ticking like a bomb, bitch. I'm damn near losing my mind. I'm damn near losing my grip. Y'all niggas wanna talk, y'all niggas wanna balk, till your body get lit.
No, not like them, I'm new, immune. My genes of a pharaoh, they genes of a fool. My genes of a G, no genes of a flea. So once they hop on, I just fuck off me. Smoke porch, drink coffee, bossy. Never talk that talk and don't walk cautiously. Bounce off rubber walls, strap the chairs. It's insane, I've been insane for years. I believe tears, drinking fire. Ask my bartender if you think I'm a liar. To some, the sky's the limit, I think higher. I make moves that can make the earth quake. My first step, shake the platonic plate. And sign it with a foot stamp, stand by the grave. It can't press me, I'm fueled by the hate. Catch me if you chin, I'm in and out of state.
Don't mistake my high on life. It's in me that gives the light. Don't misconstrue the things I do.
Missing a point, y'all better get it.
And what I say, I'm not your demon, yeah.
Shit on your conscience. Elevate your mind, bitch. Know what I know when the shit gon' blow. Gotta kick it like a bomb, bitch. I'm damn near losing my mind. I'm damn near losing my grip. Y'all niggas wanna talk, y'all niggas wanna bump. Everybody get lit. Special thanks, K-Star, it's your right, better known as right.
ahead, Trey.
That track was produced by my brother Ice God. I did that for his part two of his Big City Hustle mixtape. He was actually the first engineer that I ever recorded with when I was like 11. So we connected with him, and I'm working on some projects.
Who was the singer?
Oh, the singer, that's my homegirl. That's my baby, K-Star. K-Star is a producer, singer, R&B rock artist, and also an actress and a graphic designer.
Okay.
Shouts out to her, too. She's definitely doing her thing. You know I keep a diva around, Honest, to collab with. I at least do that.
All right, well, that's what's up. You got to keep the women around. Well, who are some of the women that you have worked with in the past, and do you have any upcoming collaborations? You know what I mean? Because I think you do work with women very well, and just to get into business, you know how we show off here.
Well, you know, the women I worked with in the past, you know what I mean, K-Star, Star Passion, Persia Sound, Feisty, Vixen Allure. I collaborated with some Adonis Amazon. I did some work with a chick from Crime Mob, Rashida, a couple years back. You know what I mean? I used to deal with her. I mean, I'm always looking to work with female artists. I'm actually working with a female artist right now named Low Key. She's from New Orleans. She played like 4 or 5 instruments. Like, I wrote a couple songs with her. We going in the booth Wednesday. I wrote some shit for her. Like, thank you.
That's real high.
He
yeah, definitely. But that's what's up. So you got some shit popping off. And definitely, what's up with the, are you putting out another project? Because last time you were on the show, you were saying how you were just like, oh, no, I think I'm falling back for now, or I ain't really ready to do too much. How do you feel now about releasing another project? Like, what are you doing?
I kind of mainly fell back from the from being like a performing artist, because, you know, once we got our LLC and everything straight, I had to get more into my vice president thing, because I could do the artist thing. But I'm actually almost finished a project. I actually finished my last two independent albums. One is called Project Nonfiction. That song was just actually off of there. And the one that I'm almost finished now is like it's going to be more like of a rock alternative album, because, you know, I play the guitar and everything. This album that I'm working on now is called Outside Squares, like the concept of thinking outside the box, so I call it Outside Squares. I got techno shit on here, rock shit, spoken word shit. That's all that's going to be on this project.
Nice. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. You know what? And I really want to get a chance to go into some more of your music, get a chance to show you some love. What was the last video you actually did? Because I would like to show you some love and play that track or whatever.
I actually got a video for that song that y'all just played. It's called, go to YouTube, it's called Unimize a Hard Conscious. Like, and it's something I want to point out in that video. Like, I know it's a lot of people doing videos and everybody doing their shit, everybody got cameras, but to be creative don't really cost no money. Like, the shit that I did in that video, you're not seeing nobody really do no shit like that on this level, like as far as the special effects, where I made it look like K-Star in some of the scenes in the video. She was actually holding fire in the palm of her hand on some X-Men shit, and I made it look like she was holding the sun in the palm of her hand. Like, it's not nobody really doing shit like that on this level that I've seen. But the last video I actually did was I did a video for Outside Squares called Different, and I did a video for Theo Bitts from Unimize called Imagination. Those are my last two. I still got some other stuff in the cut. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, we're gonna go into some more music. I'm actually showing my Blood Money niggas some love and play Team No Sleep, and then we're going to go into some more music. You know what? No, I like this joint, Hate Me. I'm gonna do you first. We're going to show some love to my homeboy, Nonfiction. We're going to play Hate Me. Then we're going to go into Team No Sleep. Shout out to Blood Money. You already know.
Yeah. Track professor, looking out for this one. Sun one, K-Star, yes. sister. You the mind, you the mind. Boy, I hate you for telling the truth, but love me when I'm lying. Ain't a nigga spitting, killing me, cause I ain't dying. I'm a god amongst men with a devilish grin. All my ink stained skin is surrounded by sin. I fell from heaven to rise the fuck out of hell. With my middle fingers high in the air like, oh well. Burdens I carry could break Atlas back. Bound to make a crap table collapse, drop it back. What? Y'all ain't know, gravity's a fact. And my flow is heavy, I'ma hold down the track, huh? You and I, for that, I ride and die. You and I, for that, I walk and live. Track professors go and teach these kids who master the music but slaves to the biz. I've been a star, raised to be the sun. So even when it's dark, I'ma shine on someone.
They
gon'
hate me. Shoot a pass, you can't pump fake me.
But
being a strong, I ain't shaking. They ain't making so they can't break me.
They
know it ain't but for me.
They gon' hate me.
Shoot a pass, you can't pump fake me.
They gon' hate me.
But being a strong, I ain't shaking.
They gon' hate me.
They ain't making so they can't break me.
They gon' hate me.
And know it ain't but for me.
Hate me for telling the truth, but love me when I'm lying. Ain't a nigga spitting, killing me, cause I ain't dying. I be pissing Bacardi, plus it's hella nicotine. Called by some crazy, but I got a sick of scene. So I'ma swear to make y'all sick of me. Talking slick, making sense, they don't, they talking shit. Line for line, you copycats can't match. Formerly known as Itch Material Scratch. Roots in the summertime, now that's silly. My mind like atomic bomb, explosive really. Thanks to violence and knowledge, I'm gangster conscious. I drop jewels and drugs off at college.
They gon' hate me. Shoot a pass, you can't pump fake me.
They gon' hate me.
But being a strong, I ain't shaky.
They gon' hate me.
They ain't making so they can't break me.
They gon' hate me.
And no ifs, ands, buts for me.
They gon' hate me.
Shoot a pass, you can't pump fake me.
They gon' hate me.
But being a strong, I ain't shaky.
They gon' hate me.
They ain't making so they can't break me.
They gon' hate me.
And no ifs, ands, buts for me.
They gon' hate me for telling the truth, but love me when I'm lying. Ain't a nigga spitting, killing me, cause I ain't dying. I am hip hop, the one twos you don't stop. The break dancing, graffiti and beatbox. The street corner, stick up kids and beat cops. I've been busting guns before Xbox and Black Ops. Spending money just to pay my court fees. Dudes can't walk in my shoes, they don't sort these. Fools taking oaths with a promise to be famous. I'd rather keep my word bond and stay nameless. So nonfiction like Demolition Men. Before I start building, I'm destroying all them.
They gon' hate me. Shoot a pass, you can't pump fake me.
They gon' hate me.
But being a strong, I ain't shaky.
They gon' hate me.
They ain't making so they can't break me.
They gon' hate me.
And no ifs, ands, buts for me.
They gon' hate me.
Shoot a pass, you can't pump fake me.
They gon' hate me.
But being a strong, I ain't shaky.
They gon' hate me.
They ain't making so they can't break me.
They gon' hate me.
And no ifs, ands, buts for me.
I'm fucked with that joint. That's just crazy. Definitely
don't
doing your thing. Shout out to my homeboy, Nonfiction in the building. Who was that on that hook?
Oh, actually, I ain't write none of that. That was all freestyle with like maybe four takes, and that was K-Star. That's the only thing that I really wrote was the hook, and I wanted to put her voice on there, so went to the smoke room.
That's how I fucks with that drawing. They gon' hate me. Shout out to my homeboy, Nonfiction, doing his motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying? We showing love tonight on Philly Shine Radio. Definitely getting it in, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to know, like, we get a chance to sometimes give back to kids. And I want to know, as far as these cartoons that you're making, are these cartoons geared toward adults or is it like going to be like universal so that everybody can be able to enjoy them?
Well, mainly being as though that the whole cartoon is actually based on like a lot of the conversations that we have at headquarters, I would say is this is more like Adult Swim, but it's like being as though that they actually stick figures, it's the dialogue that's really going to keep people hooked. So it's like I would have my kids watch it, but not necessarily every episode. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be 100%.
No.
So
would you say, like, crowd 14 plus?
I would say probably about 16 and up. 16 up, because we're dealing with a lot of issues. Like, we're dealing with hacking. We're dropping hacking tips. A whole bunch of stuff, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Diva and Cairo, y'all can't watch. Okay, yeah, right, yeah. All right, no problem,
yeah.
No problem. Now, I just wanted to get that out the way because I didn't get a chance to ask you guys, like, well, I didn't get a chance to ask you what was the intentions for the cartoon or whatever, which is very important to know because I don't want my son watching every goddamn thing. Sometimes he even show me some stuff. He'd be like, Mom, you see that new stuff on YouTube? I'm like, oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, right. Now, actually, as far as, like, with the giving back, you know, we do that all the time, but I actually had went up and did a lecture at the Youth Study Center Tuesday for a friend of my, a good friend of mine, Patricia Jenkins, CEO of the Artists Against Violence Movement. She asked me to come out, so I went and talked to the young boys about, you know what I mean, you don't really want to be fucking up, and they respected me, like, you know what I mean. So I do that every now and then, too, like, I spoke to them.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I missed that event. I was just so busy, oh, my goodness. Yeah, definitely shout-out to Patia. She definitely does her thing. I support her all the time, and she helps me get a chance to get back, too. So that's needed, you know what I mean? You got to support your community, work with your community, do shit for kids, you know what I'm saying? They need that every day, all day. I definitely appreciate you tuning in tonight, you know what I mean? I wanted to get a chance to go into some more of your music, but, like, I want you to request it. Like, I don't play the music that I wanted. I know we still have some more in here that we haven't gotten the chance to get to.
I definitely, that song, I only got two requests. Like, I like to hear, I like for y'all to hear track produced by Freeman Productions. It's called Poetic Pain, featuring Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino. That's definitely some crazy anarchy. Like, that song right there, the concept for the song Poetic Pain was I actually wrote that as a spoken word piece and performed it at Warm Daddy's. They liked it so much, I decided to put a rap beat behind it. Just throw this movie sample in there. And the concept of this is, when you're listening to this song, you got to think about movies like Book of Eli, Mad Max, Beyond Thunderdome. The bomb's already dropped.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going on. So that was my idea when I wrote this piece. You know what I'm saying? It's like a anarchy, post-apocalyptic type underworld shit.
All right, cool. We're going to check it out right now, Poetic Pain.
Recognize my wealth. So Satan's contract couldn't tip me to right. When I battle my own demons all day, every night, being real with myself is a hard enough job. So some might want me dead for being so live. I'm a VIP and an MPV. To see I fucks with them like they fucks with me. I don't give a shit if they ever gonna notice me, but I be goddamn if they don't appreciate my poetry. This is anarchy, we gon' war till it's peace. Back to the barter system, no mark of the beast. 3 years in the South, I witnessed Katrina and martial law carried out by motherfucking FEMA.
Better bread in hell than serving heaven, is that it?
Why not? I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began. I've nurtured every sensation man has been inspired to have. I cared about what he wanted and I never judged him. Why? Because I never rejected him.
That the angels must blow. So I'ma stand with my chest to let the whole world know. Strike the shepherds and watch the sheep scatter. It's money on my mind and mind over matter. The guilty getting filthy with plans to slay you. Yet you praise them for the work, forgetting they paid you. Teachers underpaid, police get OT. The murder of Gaddafi, an example to me. The flood of alcohol and drugs that dull your senses. Infiltrate, count stock in the name of census. I'm great, mastermind and shit, I'm Caesar amongst apes, the sun amongst beasts, my duty is to shine, bloodsuckers can't face.
Shout out to my homeboy doing his thing, Poetic Pain, right?
Yeah. That's deep.
Yeah,
hey, your co-host got a nice voice, man. What's her name again, co-host? The Truth?
That's a truth teller. Don't get yourself in trouble.
Oh,
the
got a nice voice. Well, I'm about to let you read my palm. Put my debit card in.
She's not like a fortune teller.
I just tell the
truth. She's a teller, too. She's not a fortune teller. She's a teller truth. You know what I'm talking about?
I got an idea for one of your shows, honestly. I think you should have a speed date show because I'm tired of being single. I might hook me up with somebody.
That is cute. Really? That would be cute. Like, oh, goodness, because it is like a party line type situation. That's a good idea. Don't steal my idea, people listening. We going to do it first.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. That would be so cool. I get people to register and stuff. Ooh,
okay,
then they can wait. Then they can have
somebody like their picture or something. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, then they have the date in Diamond Spotlight. Yo, that'll be so crazy.
Yeah, that
would
be nice. I wouldn't want it to be like people see people picture. I want it to be blind date. I want to like cook people up on personality. You know what I mean? Because most times that's when you make a real good connection when you're able to talk to them first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you see their picture,
yep.
You be like.
I want to see your picture. I'll make sure everybody's cute. No ugma.
Off the air, when I hit you up probably tomorrow, the next day, and I give you the format on how you could do it, and I think it'll be interesting. They'll like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, definitely, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? You could definitely welcome to chill with us. I want to talk with you. Oh, excuse me. I never
stop it. You know
there,
that
so.
Is so content. You know
that
is horrible. So
like somebody must have yawned and just gave it to me through the wall. Like,
through the internet. Somebody's
I'm
yawning.
I'm falling tired, though. That's funny as shit.
Oh, who's yawning in the chat room?
What are you saying? Oh, yeah. Check out the chat room. We got to get it popping.
Okay.
I'm trying to show some love, and I didn't get a chance to show some love to my blood money niggas. I said I would, but you already know I love my soul. Team No Sleep. That shit crazy. Shout out to Nonfiction, a.k.a. Ro, doing anything on that joint. Big ups to everybody who supporting the blood money. We will be up in NY Tuesday showing my fucking love. I was going to go tonight. Shout out to Rico, a.k.a. I definitely got some of your music on deck and show some crazy love. Shout out to my homeboy, Jay Mitch, too. Hot-ass fucking artist. We're going to have some music from him to show love. It's crazy. We're going to show some love right now. Team up.
I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off.
No.
I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball. I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off.
No.
I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball. No, please, I get no. Please, I get no. Please, I get no. I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made boss. That's right, blood money and real funny, play the graveyard. 100 strong, we taking over, who gon' save y'all? That's right, every day we got a show, we be constantly moving. Different clubs, different states, they all just be loving the movement. Open up for me, open up for you, open up for cash, style speed, open up for a lot of main artists that's in the game. Got my foot on the gas, moving fast while passing all you lanes. Ain't no keeping up, there is no competition. I just keep hard until I get the riches. That means no time for the sleep. Money on my mind, so I constantly eat. When I die, I'm asleep. A night on the block, making up bread, nigga, I be going for a week. Nigga, I'm on my 48 power. Second the law, said they never found them. Fuck their rest, I'm all about dollars. I'm not going out till y'all got a problem. Yeah! I'm going hard, I don't never take no days. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball. I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball. No.
don't take them, I don't take them. I got bars, real bars, I don't fake them, I don't fake them. Model bras, pants off, why they shake them, why they shake them. I'm a pound, like a pound, watch me break them, break them, break them, break them down. That's why on Friday night, I be back Monday morning. That's 96 hours, no sleeping, I ain't even yawning. Them labels dropping, we ain't like what they brought to the table. So blood money, my entertainment, no funny, my label. Why they hating, they cuffing? Nigga, I don't want your hoe. All that paper they tucking, nigga, I don't want your dough. But if I need it, you gon' give me all that. 150, 20, all those semis, give me all that. Give me all that, put them where the stars at. I come from the bottom where they whip it hard at. Show me where your shooter at. I'ma look them in his eyes and they gon' be open wide. I ain't sleeping till I die.
I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball.
No parts of me getting no parts of sleep. I'm probably partial, different body parts. Moving around my sheets around the streets, I'm known for running. Everything I touch, of course, you got a couple of workers, but they don't pay you much. I pay.
Sex flip.
Shout out to my team.
my team, shout out to my team, my team, my team, where we at, we in it, bitch, 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 shout out to my team, my team, my team, shout out to my team, my team, my team, where we at, we in it, bitch, where we at, we in it, bitch, where we at, we in it, bitch, where we at. We in
16 gon' ride with me. Extra niggas mean extra clips. Caravan don't slide, homie. That's a t-shirt with your Twitter pic. Niggas ask why I still trap. I say the hood love me, just give it back. Plus I love them rubber bands. I'm on the phone throwing through a stack. Still ballin' in the lockout. Highlight your bitches watching. My team making big moves. I'm Carmelo with the Knickerbockers. My team been running packs since three teams and started jacking. No side been fucking with me. I ride the car like Nino Bag.
Shout out to my team, my team, my team. Shout out to my team, my team, my team. Where we at? We in it, bitch. 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 Shout out to my team, my team, my team. Shout out to my team, my team, my team. Where we at? We in it, bitch. Where we at? We in it, bitch. Where we at? We in it, bitch. Where we at? We in it, bitch.
Shout out to my team, my team, my team. He's good, you know, Esquire, a lion. We strong. It's getting on, having fun tonight, getting to know my homeboy, my brother, nonfiction, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody tuning in the show, showing us love. Truth Teller had a ball tonight.
Me too.
You had fun, didn't you, honey? Can you hear me?
I'm here. I don't know where Truth Teller is.
My bad. Muted myself, forgot.
Well, it's cool. Shout out to everybody listening in on the line. We got a couple people who pressed one to join in on the show, so we might as well get into the switchboard. And I see you on there, DJ Big Philly, Big. Big, beautiful thing, you. We got a call in at 510-472. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 510.
Hello.
Phone got messed up a little bit. We got a DJ Big Philly just pressed one. Yo, Philly, yo, yo.
What's up, Big Head?
My head big, but I got a new wig, so it's only that big head.
Hold on, wait, no. I ain't going to accept that for a second. You called him a beautiful person, and he come on and say, what's up, big head? What kind of stuff
that's
is that?
He call, I do got a big head, and, like, I really don't even mind because Big Philly is retarded, you know what I mean? And they told us that we had, I mean, mentally challenged. He's mentally challenged, and they told us that we have to be nice to him.
Okay.
Like, I can't be mean to him.
I'm going to be real nice. I ain't going to go off on y'all two tonight, but I just came from the Drew Hill concert. That shit was crazy.
Was it?
Oh, my God, I missed that, Drew. Why you ain't take me?
I already went with somebody.
Damn, why you ain't take me?
He said he went with somebody already. He cheating on you, Giannis. He cheating on you, getting.
Why you ain't take me? Huh?
I lost all my money in the casino. And fuck around.
Why you ain't take me? See?
Where was it? Atlantic City?
It was in Harris.
Harris and Chester. You know what? I got an advertisement for that. And I just ignored it. And I meant to check that out.
Oh, what's that good? You had a good time? Tell us. Share. Please share for the people who wasn't there.
That is the first group I've seen that didn't change the way they look. Like, everybody still looked the same as they did when we first started looking at them.
That's
a
good
thing. They a new person, don't they?
They get back and they come on stage, you don't even know who the fuck they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they sound different and shit. Coming out, they look like Elvis on his last day.
But don't they got a new person, though, in the group?
Yo, look. Cisco still has fucking blonde hair. He still looks the same. Still the same weight.
That's
still
good.
Running around. Like,
he
ain't
he
got
was
no
singing
fun.
And dancing.
Yeah, him, the fat boy still looking the same. He gained a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
That's it. And they got a new
jazz and shit. We follow each other on Twitter. Touch your face.
And they got a new four singer. I can't think of his name.
I seen her.
Okay,
yeah,
shout out to everybody tuning in the show. I guess everybody else must have just left the concert, checking out the show. Thank you everybody for tuning in. If you wanna check
one.
You, we got a caller from the 510-472. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello?
510.
Yo, is the topic really blue balls?
Oh. You know what? I kind of left that alone. I was not talking about, like, God. I was just wondering if, like, have any other girls gone through it? Me and Truth Teller was kind of vibing off it. But I don't even want to talk about this topic no more.
Oh, sit up. You haven't posted
blue balls and speaking on our nerves.
Well, I think it's just frustrating, period, when you, you know what I mean, want to be able to do something with a person and you can't do it, you know what I mean? I think it's just, like, frustrating for a man and a woman. But I don't think the girls go through as much pain as the guys, but you little cramps.
I get real itchy and shit.
Itchy?
Wait. Is that the right word? I'll be snapping for no reason.
Who?
Women in general.
Okay. First of all, right, I had, like I said, I shared an incident again so you can hear. I had an incident where I was with this guy, right? Me and him known each other for, like, years. So we finally, you know, get into it. You know, I jack him off. He come. I come to get mine, and they can't get hard again, and I'm just ready. I'm just, like, ready.
Wait, you said you jacked him off and he come.
Yeah, he came after I jacked him off.
Why are you jacking him off?
But, you know what, a lot of guys can't do it twice, you know what I mean? I think that's, like, a special guy that could do it, like, you know what I mean, more than once or whatever.
No, I've never been to a guy that I know that did that, and it's like, it didn't even take me long to jack him off. That's why I'm like, it took, like, 2 minutes. So that's why I'm wondering,
he was premature, boy.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering,
you're supposed to take care of them kids for him. You heard what Peanut said.
What's that even mean?
How about you call your own kids and call me in the morning?
That's Reek_Havoc UPT on Twitter. We definitely show my love and definitely follow my homeboy Nonfiction. What's your Twitter again? Now for the people who need to find you.
@itchy_right.
Exactly. Itchy Writes. But this is my homeboy Reek Havoc. Lean With It, produced by Pete City. Check it out.
Philly though.
I put my city on, red P fitted. P tatted on my wrist, red ink in it. I'm not a blood, I don't crip either. Thinking it was when it wasn't, meet the crip keeper. I blow them L's by the dozen, Kansas City cheaper. Riding through Philly, dumping my music through the speakers. If it's mine, I spin it, I don't need no permission. I'm on that bread of dead time, and our time zone's different. Lean with it, I run it when I'm on the scene. Emmett, look light, but I'm heavy though, I lock it down. Linux, been plenty days I woke up, stomach all growling, thinking of many ways to get
with some pesos in my pocket. Egos, the way bullets be popping out the toast. What's my body count? I keep pussy in range like a rover. I was uptown back when Shelton Ham had clover. Probably running around with a snotty nose. Play jeans with a lot of hoes. Yeah, I rap. You should see my live shows. Haters acting Joe now. I just call them Flacco. Studio in Badlands. Hanging around them vatos. Killing shit. The mommy's like, como te llamo. Nah, I ain't too changed. Man, I think I'm too cool. Too many lames out here. Take them to school. Nothing like your usual. I'm cut from a different cloth. Raps like crack. When I write, it's like I'm whipping raw. Better yet, a time bomb ticking off. A girl come see me with some tights on. I pull them off. Everybody take losses. This is how you get back. You see I'm here, so it's obvious I did that. I ain't cocky, but my confidence is up there. Don't nobody know you. You anonymous around here. I'm turned up. Way too loud. Pac-Man with the grin. Call me Packy Loud. Now lean with it. Rock with it. Everybody claiming real. They ain't authentic. If I'm there, then my team probably all in it. Looking like we won a chip. You trying to ball with it. I put my city on. Red P fitted. P tatted on my wrist. Red ink in it. I don't dance. I don't lean with it. You rocking out because you already know my team with it.